24 books of the Iliad, a poem which takes place predominantly on a battlefield, we can find 4 full-scale descriptions of arming of heroes. In Book 3, where Paris prepares for his duel against Menelaus into the no man's land between the lines of the two armies. Agamemnon, in Book 11, which has the longest description, being the most magnificent of the 4 warriors. And it is focused on his collar breastplate. In Book 19, where Achilles arms for battle after his public reconciliation with Agamemnon. And finally, Patroclus in Book 16, which I'm about to discuss. These scenes use many fixed expressions for the order and type of weapons put on by the heroes. They are partly meant to prepare us for one of the great type scenes in the Iliad, known as Aristeia, or the period when a single warrior dominates the battlefield. The scene of arming gets us ready for the hero's finest moment. The arming scene I'm going to read in Greek and give my translation of is set in Book 16, at a turning point in the poem. Achilles allows his dearest friend Patroclus to go to battle against the Trojans, wearing his divine armor, every detail of which will be described in this passage. Often in Homer, the description of objects underlines the significance of events, and this is a great example. I think this passage is particularly important because the pattern of Aristeia that we come to expect from arming scenes in the Iliad is suddenly broken. The young warrior Patroclus wears Achilles' stunning greaves around his legs, fastens the breastplate around his chest, throws the bronze warrior around his shoulders, and even puts the helmet on his strong head. But, excited as he is at the idea of finally going to battle wearing Achilles' shining armor, he doesn't take the heavy, long, and sturdy spear, which Achilles alone could hold. The key importance of this apparently tiny omission is clearly signaled, thus alerting the audience while keeping the suspense going. First of all, the description of Achilles' spear is longer than those of the other weapons. It is also strategically positioned at the end of the arming scene, thus enhancing its significance. We can also notice that the persistent recurrence of the element of the shining of the armor is somehow lacking. In fact, there is only one Greek word in the passage which refers to the idea of the shining of the armor, the adjective noros, meaning flashing, and it is used to describe the bronze armor at the very beginning of the arming scene. Now, one could argue that on the practical level, the omission of the divine spear occurs so that Hector might not gain possession of it. In fact, Achilles will need it further on in the poem to slaughter many Trojan soldiers and ultimately kill Hector himself. But, on a broader level, we can have a different reading of the detail of Patroclus not taking Achilles' spear before going to battle. It stands for an incompleteness in the Aristeia permeating the whole poem, and it equals to destruction. Not only will it result in the death of the young hero Patroclus, it will also be the cause of Achilles' decision of joining the battle again, driven by a vengeful frenzy. Even the death of Achilles, despite not being narrated in the Iliad, can be attributed to an episode of his past, characterized by incompleteness. In fact, Achilles' heel was the only part of his body which was not immersed in the reinvigorating waters of the river Styx. This will therefore cause the death of Achilles, as narrated by Apollodorus. In a similar way, Patroclus' inability to take Achilles' spear shows his incompleteness as a hero and results in his death. I am now going to read my translation of the passage. And so Achilles slapped his tights and spoke to Patroclus. "Stand up, divine Patroclus, master of horsemen. I can see the fighting and the fire raging by the ships, and may your enemies never take them. We should not delay any further. Quick, put on my armor, and I will gather the army." Thus spoke Achilles, and Patroclus armed himself in flashing bronze. First, he wore on his legs the stunning greaves, joined together with silver ankle pieces. Secondly, he fastened the breastplate around his chest, the superb breastplate belonging to swift-footed Achilles, embroidered with stars. Then he threw the bronze sword, silver-studded, around his shoulders, and the sturdy massive shield. On his strong hat, he then put the helmet, adorned with horsetail hair, and his crest nodded terribly from above. He finally seized two deadly spears, which perfectly fitted his palms. But he did not take the spear of noble Achilles, that heavy, long and sturdy spear which none of the other Achaeans could lift, for Achilles alone managed to hold it. That spear had been carved out of Pelian ash from the peak of Mount Pelion, and Cheiron offered it to his dear father so that it could be the doom of many heroes. I am now going to read the passage in Greek. Autar Achilleus, mero plexamenos, patroclea proseipen. Horseo Diogenes, patrocle es hippoce leuthe. Leuso de paraneusi, puros de ioio ioen. Medeneas helosi, cae uceti fucta pelontae. Duseo teucea thasen, ego de celaon agero. Hosphato patroclos, decoruseto noropi calco. Cnemi das me prota, pericnemesi etheike calas. Argure oisin, epis furios, ara ruias, deuteron au thoreca, peri stethesen edune. Poikilon astero enta, podokeos agidao. Amphidar homo isin, paletoxifos arguro elon calceon. Autare petas acos, megatesti baronte. Crati tepithimo, cune een et ducton etheken ipurion. Deinon de lophos, cathuperthen eneuen. Heleto dalcima dure, tahoi palamephin arere, encos duc helto ion amumonos aicidao. Prithu megasti baron, tomen udunat alus acaion palen. Alamin oios epistato pelae Achilleus, peliada melien, ten patri filo poriceron, peliu ecorufes, fonon emenae oro esin.